I tried to bite back a sigh of annoyance, but it slipped out. Like I told the company shrink, my father and I weren't close.
Yes, I know, but why?
He used to beat me, you know.
Beat you?
That sweet old man. I don't believe you.
Fine, don't believe me. My voice was beginning to boom. Mel was taken aback.
We need to talk about this, maybe when I get back.
Everyone's a counsellor,
I snapped as Mel vanished through the door. Instantly I regretted it.
Daddy?
Callum was calling from upstairs.
Get back to bed.
Daddy, Grampy's not finished. How can he come back if he's not finished?
My blood began boiling all over again.
Grampy isn't coming back. If he came back, he'd be in pain again.
No, I'll fix him, like the angels. If his heart still hurts, I'll draw him a new one.
Whatever. Now, get back to bed.
Can I have a story?
For a split second, I wanted to hurl abuse at the little brat. Kids are so demanding. But I took a deep breath and headed for the stairs.
And then Sir Darren saved Princess Kylie from the evil wizard. They went to stay in the gingerbread palace and lived happily ever after.
I looked up from the storybook. Callum was fast asleep. His beautiful eyes were closed, and his chest gently rose and fell. I tiptoed away. It was time to relax and savour a little grown-up pleasure. With a glass of Merlot in hand, I returned to the conservatory.